Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You guys are in for a treat today. I want to introduce you to a dear friend of mine, Mike Schmidt. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate being here.
So Mike's been super patient with me. I've been begging him and begging him to get on this podcast, and then he finally says yes, and then I've canceled on him twice. So thank you very, very much for being so flexible with me. I appreciate it, Mike.
Hey, no problem. Anything for the Dave Woodward, man. Anything, man.
Well, for those of you guys who don't know Mike, this is a guy who's been crushing it. He's got his own marketing agency down in Tucson. He's been doing just amazing work inside of that industry. But the coolest thing for me is, here's a guy who is on top of his game and yet at the same time understands there's always more to learn. And so for the last 3 years, he's been a part of Russell's Inner Circle, been implementing things really in the last year or so. And I love just the results that you've been getting. That's kind of one of the things I want to talk about. At the same time, I really want to kind of explore how you're going from this local business guy to becoming this expert. Because I know that's for a lot of the people we talk to, Mike, that's one of the things they're trying to do. They're trying to get to that next level, and you've done it. So if you don't mind, let's dive right into this theory and find out how you did it and what tips and tricks you might have for those who are wanting to follow in your steps.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been an interesting journey for me too, because, I started my business back in 2003, which is like a land before like YouTube, a land before like Facebook and all this stuff. And so I've seen a lot of things change, but one thing that's remained constant is like I've always served kind of that local business, right? Like, our agency builds websites and does digital marketing for like the local business owner. It's the person who has clients locally and is looking to attract leads and opportunities for themselves. And it's just been interesting as we've kind of got into the ClickFunnels world. And like, as you mentioned, we've spent a lot of time with Russell and a lot of really smart people in the inner circle. Like we kept on trying to apply like our old way of thinking, like our old way of doing things into what we were learning, and it just wasn't working. And we spent the first 2 years of our time in the inner circle kind of fighting the advice of people there and saying, no, we're going to do it our way, and just kind of messing things up. And now we're kind of finally at a point where like we are kind of following along the steps that have been carved out by ClickFunnels and by Russell and by you to really kind of put together a business where we're able to teach some of the things that are working so well in our business to like other people who are agencies and web designers and digital marketers and stuff out there.
I love it. There's the old saying that used to be, those people who can do and those people who can't teach. And yet I'm seeing that shift a ton these days to where actually those who can teach and can teach it extremely well are those people who can actually do it the very, very best. And I know that for you guys, you guys have international clients. You guys are much more than your typical mom and pop marketing agency that just, running Facebook ads. So help people. You've been doing this for 20 years, bud. You've got a lot of experience here. What are some of the things you've learned over the time to grow your business? And what are you doing next?
So I say like the biggest thing that we've kind of put together for ourselves is just understanding like what our true like value ladder is for a local like web and digital marketing agency. And like the mistake I'd say we've made for most of our time in business is that the very first thing that we were offering to our clients and to the people who were coming to us was what you'd expect. Like we would try and open up the doors and conversation with local businesses by offering them websites or talking to them about funnels or talking about Facebook ads. And I would find like all the stuff that we would chat with them about, like it requires a lot of like education, right? For a local business owner to understand like why they need a funnel or why they need, a website or on any of those things. And they would take a lot of trust too. Like they're talking to me who they might not know. And I'm trying to sell them on why they should, invest and allow me to help do marketing for them. And we found like we built a successful business doing that. But what we found is that we needed to actually have a step in our very first step of our value ladder that wasn't websites, that wasn't Facebook ads, and wasn't all these other more complex and harder to buy things. And what we figured out is like the very first thing on our very first step on our value ladder that's common across all local businesses is their reviews and their reputation. Simply because a lot of them just aren't thinking about that and aren't really paying attention. Even the people who are helping them with websites or funnels or Facebook ads, like, aren't even paying attention to their reputation. And we found that it's like an awesome door opener that we can go to any local business. And, you know, while they might not want to talk to us about websites or might not want to talk to us about like what kind of Facebook ads we could run or what kind of funnel that we could help them build, like, they are more willing to talk to us about their reputation, and it's been an awesome door opener for us.
I love that. I know it's I always laugh because a lot of us, we get really good at other things and you kind of forget those things that matter most. And
right.
I know that for the reviews, that's for a local business owner, even for us, literally Russ and I were talking about this the other day on Google, that we had a bad review and we're like, how did that happen? And I mean, we're $100 million company. Same time, we still pay attention to those reviews. We want to know about them. And I think more importantly, how do we fix it? We want to make sure we're servicing our clients best. We also want to make sure that as you're taking a look at reviews, that you're getting enough reviews. And so what are some of the things when you're talking to these business owners, and how do you get them focused on that first? And then where do you take them from there up your value ladder?
Well, what's interesting is, like, a lot of business owners think that the way, like, the way that it works is that they might advertise or they create awareness for their business and then somebody shows up. Like, to give you an example, there's a client of ours that he owns a carpet store, right? And you know, this guy is awesome. He's a really sweet guy. And every Sunday, though, like, he's one of those guys that still advertises in the local paper, right? Like, that's just, you know, believe it or not, there's lots of people who are still doing that. And this guy is one of them, right? And he's doing it because his dad before him, when he owned the business, he did it too. And the way that he thinks it works in his mind is that he runs an ad and then somebody says, hey, you know what? I need carpet. I'm going to show up and buy carpet or whatever from this guy. And that's the way most business owners believe it. They've created this idea that if you want more business, you need to create more awareness. And so as a result, a lot of these businesses have gotten very good at investing in awareness strategies. Like, you know, any kind of advertising would generally fall under just creating that awareness. But the truth is, that's really not the way that it works. Like, the guy that picks up the paper even and sees this advertisement, a lot of times their first step might be just to look up the guy's phone number or where are they located in town, or does this company carry the brand of carpet we want to use on our next project? And that inevitably leads to a search for this guy's website or his phone number or his address. And when you're doing that, they're being exposed to their reputation, and more than likely you're seeing not just that person, but the competitors in that space and their reputation. So what ends up happening is an ad leads to a search, which shares a business's reputation. And that's going to lead to either them calling that business, obviously it was what they want, but many times it leads to them actually going to their competitor. So when you really put the kind of pieces of this puzzle together, an advertisement for a business that has a poor reputation could in fact be sending leads and opportunities to a competitor, right?
Oh, that's cool.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Like, you know, this guy's spending money on ads in a newspaper, but really his competitor is the one benefiting from it if his reputation is not taken care of. So for us, a lot of times it's helping a business owner understand that no matter what you're doing, like if you're investing and you've got a great website and you've got other paid advertising that you're investing in, at the end of the day, like, you have to have a strong reputation. Otherwise, you risk losing out on the effectiveness of that advertisement, and it might be sending actually your competitors those opportunities.
Oh, Mike, that's cool. So tell me, what's your value ladder look like? So I know, for one, you've been doing webinars now consistently for what, like 40, 45 weeks or some crazy thing?
Yeah, exactly. So what's interesting is we've kind of taken that model of helping local businesses with reviews and reputation management, and that's actually what we teach in our course. And that's what we've been really working hard over the last 6 months or so. And so, yeah, we have taken the advice to heart and saying, you know, Russell says, until your course is built, done $1 million in sales, you need to be doing them live. And I'll tell you, you know, we're probably somewhere around 44, 45 weeks at this point of doing them live every week. And it's awesome because most people, especially in our space, think that they're just like pre-recorded webinars. And like the number of people assume that that what I'm doing is not live, and getting to call them out by name on there is actually quite a bit of fun. But so our value ladder, basically, you know, if you look at our our course business, where we're teaching other agencies and freelancers and web designers and digital marketers how to deploy this strategy in their business. Today, like, we're actually a very beginning piece of that business, where we're doing a weekly webinar to sell access to our course teaching this whole strategy.
I love it. So for, as an agency, when you were doing it as an agency, how were you getting your leads? Were you driving them from Facebook to a webinar talking about reputation, or what was your funnel?
Yeah, so our funnel for the agency kind of works in a couple different respects. Because of we have such a local presence, we've got just a lot of word of mouth that happens organically, but we've also been able to take the kind of perfect webinar format and teach local business owners about reputation. And so we drive traffic from Facebook ads. We have email lists that we use. And then one of the most effective strategies we've had for getting in front of local businesses is doing JV opportunities with like even things like local chambers of commerce. So we'll talk with local chambers of commerce that like help them with their own reputation. And in exchange, they've been really open to allowing us to promote this service and promote the webinar to people on their list. So it's been a really inexpensive way to get eyeballs and traffic to our webinar that that doesn't involve having to spin up to do that.
I love it. I think that's the one part people miss so much, is there really is value in providing value to other people first. And
absolutely,
whether you're providing value to the local chamber of commerce or something like that to get those referrals, I think that's fantastic. That's super cool.
Well, yeah, they've been super receptive for sure.
And I think, again, once a person gets results, the first thing they want to do is share it with other people, especially if they're a chamber. I mean, that's a...
Yeah. And you think about a chamber's responsibility in the world, in many cases, is to act as a beacon of strong reputation for all of their member businesses. So a chamber needs to have a good reputation because they're wanting to look good to the member organizations that belong to them as well.
So what type of things are you actually doing for the reputation management then?
So our biggest drive here, and it's a pretty simple strategy, in that we just want to make sure that there's a process in place for most businesses to ensure that they are asking their happiest and most satisfied clients to leave reviews. When we work with the average business, you know, average local business hasn't ever really asked their clients. And if they have, what they find is that they just don't do it. You know, there's two main reasons that people don't leave reviews. Number one is they don't know how to do it. Like, the process isn't necessarily very clear. And the second is they forget about it. So our strategies are really about making it really easy for them to leave the reviews. And then second is making sure there's a strong reminder system to actually follow up with people to leave those reviews. I mean, you know, what we find is, have you ever thought about like what it actually takes to get to the screen on Google to leave that review? Like, you have to search for the business. You have to pull them up on the map listing. You've got to scroll halfway down the page to find where the review block is. And then there's a button that says read all reviews. When you click on that, there's a pop-up that happens. And then there's a blue button that says write a review. Like, by that point, the average consumer has already checked out. They've not made it through that process. So like, we've got to get that sequence a lot shorter. And that's essentially what our system does, is helping the average consumer, the average person who's going to leave a review. Many of cases are not, you know, people have done this before, and
right,
making it really easy to get to that point where they can actually leave that for the benefit of that business who's wanting to solicit that.
So are you using your own software, or what type of tools and resources are you doing to make that happen? Because I have the same problem as far as even podcast reviews. You know, I'd ask a person to give a podcast review, and I'm like, you know what? You know how hard it is for me to even go and do a podcast review for somebody else? It's not easy. And Apple doesn't make it any easier either. I mean, it's just, they're tough things. You got to really want to do it.
Yeah. We use a software called Review Lead. And it basically is a software package that allows all that to really make it very easy to both get that person to the point where they can leave the review, but then also that they can actually get reminded. So like when we offer this solution to a client of ours, you know, we'll make sure that they'll get an email sequence of several emails to remind them to do that. So if they leave they get the email and they don't leave the review, they get another one. If they still forget, they get another follow-up email, sending text messages and stuff like that, you know, embeddable buttons in different places to make it real easy. So, you know, you can direct your clients to leave those reviews without a lot of hassle.
Oh, that's awesome. So once you've got a person, you basically had a client as an agency on the review side, what's the next step?
So on the agency side, it's awesome because, you know, when I've brought somebody on, especially if they've never worked with our agency before, in about a 30-day time period, we're actually able to get them some really great results. There's some businesses that we've worked with that within 24 hours of working with us, you know, they've got like 16 five-star reviews, right? And they're absolutely like so excited about that. And by 30 days, they're seeing a huge transformation in their online reputation. So that's like, that makes the opportunity for us to go out and talk to them again about the other services that we can offer really easy. Because if you think about it, we've gone from a company that they just hired to help with this one piece to a company that they know that when they invest money with us, that they get a result. So now it's set the platform for us to talk about like anything else. So a lot of times we have clients that'll come back to us after, you know, about a 30-day period that where we can talk to them about like, how else are you marketing yourself? Like, and before where maybe the door was closed to allow us to do some work, even on their website. Now they're asking us questions like, hey, well, you know, I know I didn't want to talk to you before about our website, but would you mind taking a look at it and see if there's anything that you think that we can improve? And that just is it's been a great way for us to sell all sorts of things. Cause now they not only trust us, but there's a working relationship there that we can use. You know, it's six times easier to sell to somebody that's already bought from you than has never bought from you at all. So we'll get questions like, you know, I've heard that, that funnels or Facebook ads is something I should be paying attention to, but I never had anybody I could ask before. Like, is that something you guys can do? And we'll be like, sure, we can help you with that too. And, all because we've opened up the door with something that's really core to their business and they were neglecting up to the point we brought to their attention.
I love that. So are you doing like a review for the business or what's the original offer and how much are they paying to get that first month with you guys?
Yeah. So when we ask a client to make an investment in the review and reputation side of things, we ask them to invest. They either invest annually. Most of them pay annually and some of them choose to pay monthly. We ask them to invest $1,800 a year in that service. Or if they pay monthly, we ask them to invest $250 a month. So there's a significant savings to allow them to pay if they decide to pay annually, because that's kind of our preference to get that cash up front as opposed to spreading that out, because we'll inevitably get them into other programs after that point as well.
Yeah, I love that. So, Mike, now that you've mastered this piece, now you're going out and you're teaching others how to do it as well. And I believe, is that piece also primarily a webinar section there?
Yeah, so that's all webinar. Today we're running cold Facebook traffic to a webinar registration page. And every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, I jump on there live and do the webinar ends up being close to about 2 hours or so. And it's been an incredible experience for us to connect with people that way and sell the course as well.
So that's a B2B webinar then, because you're going after other agencies, other people involved in, you know, email, SEO, PR, anything like that, right?
Exactly. Like the way that I say it broadly on the webinar is like, if you're in the business of helping a client get a result in their business through the work that you do, then this is like a great fit. Like, so that could be copywriters. It could be people who are web designers, graphic designers, you know, Facebook ad experts, like anything that is in the marketing space that helps a business, like review and reputation is a great first step.
Dude, Mike, that's awesome. How are you? What type of audience or how do you finding those people on Facebook then?
Yeah, so we're targeting you know, interests based off of like, you know, people are interested in WordPress or people are interested in funnels, cool. And you know, all those the different thought leaders in that space as well. So it's been a really good thing, and we've got just every week we're somewhere between 500 and 1,000 registrants that are registering.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah. So it's been awesome, and you know, our numbers have been incredible as well in terms of our close rates and all that.
So what type of percentage, how many people actually show up, and just walk me through your quick numbers on the webinar?
Sure, absolutely. So we have about a show rate is about 25 to 28% each week. We've got a really strong like email indoctrination. We've been using the heck out of ManyChat to get people to, cool, reminded to show up and that kind of stuff. And then from there, we'll have usually about 10% close rate, 10 to 11% close rate on attendees. And then we have about a 3% close on registrants. So it's been a very strong, very strong webinar, and you know, our return on ad spend is, you know, ranges anywhere from, you know, 3.5 to 8 times ad spend. I think eight is our record, which is like, if we could do 8 every week, it'd be unbelievable. But I can tell you, we're really happy. You know, 3.5 return.
Mike, that's fantastic. So what's the offer? What's the price point on the offer?
So the price point is $997, and and it includes the course, and there's a bunch of other bonuses as you could imagine. So.
Dude, and obviously you're building a huge list with that many registrants per week that you can continue to go out to. So
yeah. At this point, like after unsubscribes, our list is about 15,000 right now. So we've got like a good strong list, and we haven't really been nurturing that as much as we should have, and we've just started writing to them more often, which has been great.
Wow. I just love your success, Mike. That's so awesome. Well, as we kind of get, you know, close to wrapping things up here, any parting words you want to have for our audience or recommendations they should do?
Yeah. I mean, like one of the biggest lessons that has come both from us teaching this and from our use of this strategy in our agency is just the understanding that the value ladder is amazing. Like any business, you know, whoever you are, you have to understand your value ladder. And I would challenge everybody to look at the bottom step. Like, what is the first thing that you typically offer to a client, and like get even more like creative with something that's a step below that. Like I used to think that the bottom step of our value ladder was like web design. Like, well, that's the first thing people hire us for, right? Like, but the truth is like, even in our business, there was this step beneath there that we kept ignoring year after year after year, which happened to be review and reputation management. But whatever it is for you, like whatever that bottom step is, like challenge yourself to think, is there a step below this that makes it that much easier for my market to engage with me and to say yes, and to like, and to give me just a little bit of money to turn them from like some stranger to a paying client, right?
Oh my gosh. You know, Mike, that is so awesome. Russ and I were talking about this just the other day, as far as what's the very earliest, simplest result that you can get for someone. And I think it's the same type of thing you're doing. Because the great part is, if you're able to go one step lower than your competition is even thinking, you're getting clients before they even start looking for the other service that your competition is offering.
Absolutely.
I love that idea, because honestly, it's one of the main things we're looking at right now. Most people see some of the products and stuff we're rolling out here in the next couple of months will all be things. What's the simplest thing we can do to help a person get a result the fastest?
Right.
Because you're right. As soon as you get that win, they're like, man, what else you got? Because I'm ready to spend money.
Right. I mean, the world is full of people who are selling products and services, right? And it makes it really hard for the average consumer just to make that step and go forward. So you have to reduce the resistance. You have to alleviate them of the risk associated with moving forward. And one of the strategies of doing that is giving them something they can give you money for, right? Like of course, like we've all heard of like the lead magnet idea, like give somebody a free PDF in exchange for their email or whatever, right? Like that's one idea of having like a lower step on your value ladder. But I really say, like, how can you have something that people are willing to exchange money for that really turns them into a buyer at that point? You've qualified them as somebody who could potentially ascend the other steps, because they're willing to take their credit card out of their pocket and they're willing to move on from that step where you help them get that result.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. There's nothing more important to us than a buyer.
Leads
are one thing. Buyers are totally, totally different. The value is so much more important for a buyer.
Totally different. Absolutely.
Well, Mike, I'm sure people are going to want to reach out to you. What's the easiest way for them to connect with you?
Easiest way to connect with me is agencymastermind.com, and then agencymastermind.com/learn is where you can check out our webinar if you want to jump on there. Love to hear from you guys.
Mike, again, always such a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to seeing you again real soon. And thanks again for everything.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much. It was a lot of fun today.
You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.